The Smithsonian Institution, with all its free museums, is a favorite with tourists in Washington. But what many people may not know is that the Smithsonian was founded by an Englishman who never set foot in the United States. This week, his descendants toured the museums for the first time, and Michaela Lafrac of Station WAMU in Washington was there.
A group of about 30 people walks through the Smithsonian Castle on the National Mall. They're in an area that's usually closed to the public, so they get to see some treasures regular visitors don't normally see, like Thomas Edison's first light bulb.
You enjoying all this?
It's splendid.
I think it's terrific. Very interesting. Too much hunger.
Most in the group hail from the UK and Canada, and they're here to see the museums founded by their distant relative, James Smithson.
Well, we are a long way away in the family tree, but we are related.
That's Robert Hungerford from Vancouver. Smithson's mother was a Hungerford, too. And everyone in this group touring Washington traces back their roots to her family.
So this is my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, my wife, my cousins. This is my nephew. This is my niece. This is my brother.
Oh, wow. So this is quite the family reunion.
It is, yes.
James Smithson was born out of wedlock in 18th century England. In those days, being an illegitimate child would have limited his options. But still, Smithson managed to become a successful chemist during an exciting time, the Age of Enlightenment. And then he inherited a fortune from his mother's side of the family, the Hungerfords. He never married or had children. So when Smithson died in 1829, there were no obvious heirs. Instead, he decided to donate his wealth to a country he'd never been to, the United States, specifically to found, quote, an institution of knowledge in Washington. Or, as Smithsonian Ambassador-at-Large Richard Curran puts it...
So there was no direct descendants. We're the direct... The Smithsonian Institution is the direct descendant, legally.
And what a lucky descendant it was. Smithson's inheritance was worth about $500,000 at the time of his will. That's roughly $13 million in today's dollars, at least. Maybe much more, depending on how you do the math. Anyway, it was enough to plant the seed for what's now the world's largest museum and research complex. Last year, nearly 30 million people visited the Smithsonian, which includes 19 museums and the National Zoo. Patrick Hungerford, from Hungerford, England, helped organize this week's visit by Smithson descendants to Washington. He, for one, is very proud of his ancestors' legacy.
He made a difference, and that is so important in life. He didn't want all the flumery of worrying about hereditary. And that spirit epitomizes the Smithsonian today, I think.
For The World, Michaela Lafrac, Washington, D.C.